Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
What's this I see about a Time Warner merger in the paper today?
Well, Monday was the deadline to submit comments to the Federal Communications Commission about Comcast's proposed $45 billion purchase of Time Warner Cable. The combination would join the nation's number one and the number two cable companies. And New York State regulators have weighed in, according to our story today by Larry Rulison. The State Public Service Commission is saying they are concerned the merger could potentially lead to less competition and higher prices for cable TV, phone, and internet customers in New York State. With the merger, Comcast would get access to Time Warner's 2.5 million customers across New York State. The comments expressing concern were made by the PSC in a filing with the Federal Communications Commission, which, like the PSC, must approve the sale. And although the PSC notes it's filing this comment, it's not offering an opinion on whether the federal government should approve the merger. It just says that it has concerns over so-called market power issues that the merger creates. The PSC also says it's concerned about access to the internet, especially for low-income New Yorkers. That should be a goal of all regulators examining the deal. Time Warner Cable and Comcast have said the merger would offer consumers more choices. The FCC is reviewing the transaction, probably won't rule until next year on the merger.
We'll follow that story. We move now to a story about movies in prison.
During the last legislative session, lawmakers said a firm no to a proposal that would have permitted prison inmates to get free college education while behind bars. But our reporter Rick Carlin has a story today about how New York State for more than two decades has been paying to show feature films to prison inmates. And just this month, Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli signed off on a contract with a St. Louis-based company for nearly $900,000 that would cover through 2019, allowing prisoners in New York State prisons to watch feature films as long as the prisoners are deemed eligible. That's a more favorable deal than the current one, which is running out this year, where they paid $1 million since 2009 for access to films. Notably, the renewal was free of comment by lawmakers, many of whom are busy running for re-election in their home districts. But just a few months ago, a plan by Governor Andrew Cuomo to allocate $1 million a year to let inmates earn college degrees sparked a political firestorm. The idea was that college education for prisoners would reduce rates of recidivism among convicts after their release, but taxpayers balked at that, and so did politicians, but they seem quiet about the movies. As a spokesman for the Department of Correctional Services put it, the movies reduce idleness and decrease opportunities for unrest.
You've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.